RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, yeah. Let's go.
Oh, ho-hum.
Nine. Is that a meme of a bad quarterback? Is it a mere number? No. It is currently the Buffalo Sabres warpath.
Man, they can't lose right now. They are even getting like some of the craziest puck luck I've seen. Of just like, oh, that didn't go in. Phenomenal. Empty net goal, great. The last 30 seconds of that game, because once Krebs puts the empty netter in, it's over with. Unbelievable run of events where I am just both glued to the TV. I'm gripping whatever close to me because it looks like, oh no, they're going to let this one go. Lion, I thought I was with Joe, Sneaky Joe. I thought he was going to get a tripping call on that. Doesn't. And then 5 seconds later, Peyton Krebs from basically across the ice.
That would have been icing if he misses it.
Yeah. Empty netter, 4-2 win. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
Just, man, they're so much fun. And Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive, whatever you're looking for. You'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. They're a genuine joy to watch. They're getting contributions from, it feels like, everybody. They're grinding games out. They're also just... at time, you know, it's a 4-2 game and it takes the empty netter to get to four. But also, I would at least say definitely these past three games, the shot totals, the shot numbers compared to the other teams, they are smothering them.
Puck possession.
Man, it's been so much fun to watch. There are signs that maybe it's a bit fluky. And, well, yeah, I mean, I think any 9-10 game win streak is in some ways fluky. You're probably going to regress somewhat to a median. But I don't really care. I'm having a blast. We heard Paul Hamilton on earlier today with Joe and Nate, and we'll talk to Paul in about an hour and a half at 11:30. You know, talking about point percentage right now with that, they would be in the playoffs. They're right now tied for that last wild card spot. I think if Florida would have lost yesterday, they would have been in it going into the New Year's Eve game tomorrow against Dallas. But it's been so much fun, and it is somewhat funny. I think no doubt. That this streak did start when Kevin Adams was still the general manager.
Mm-hmm.
Jarmo Kekäläinen has not made a single move outside of sending some guys down to Rochester because Jason Zucker got healthy. You know, it is the team Kevin Adams did build. Like, ultimately, that is objectively a fact. And yet, I think most people would acknowledge they probably continue to go on the streak because they do fire Adams. Something has changed in that building. There is much more consistency in the performances. There does seem to be a natural flow with the lineup. Guys seem to be in much better spirits. Obviously, winning is going to help that, of course. But it does almost just feel like a specter around the organization was, you know, in a sense, exercised. And now they're able to just kind of play. It still feels like they're just playing free.
And there's a lot that has to be talked about with the Sabres in terms of how everything is going. By the way, 803-0550 if you want to get in on this. Because the idea of today is, are you bought in? Are you bought in on this crazy season? Or are you still keeping them at an arm's length? That is the question we put up on Twitter. It is the question that I really have for today based on the vibes of it. Because, and weirdly enough, they've won 9 games in a row, Zach. They're not officially in a playoff spot.
No, and it's the thing.
They're in ninth.
Yeah, Paul was saying it based off of point percentage, but if you look at the standings now, they're not in it yet. It is funny, though. Paul's entire premise of this now, like a month ago, was they're going to need to go on like a 7-plus game win streak to even have a chance.
And the
we're
way
at
you
nine,
looked at them,
and they're still not in.
And the way you looked at them,
mm-hmm,
there was no way you saw this coming.
Right.
I do think there's a lot of things to theorize about this team. I do think there's going to be a lot of discussion about Adams, the role that he had, and how it all of a sudden is working now. Because that's the thing that's the true mystery in all this. They've won 9 games in a row. They're playing defensively responsible hockey. And all of a sudden, it just turns into, yeah, this is the same team that started out and ended up in last place in the Eastern Conference. What's going on here?
Yeah.
Because the streak starts while Adams is still employed.
What are they, 3-0 when he's fired?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 straight when
it's 3 straight when they get there. But it's also, you started 0-3 on that Western trip.
Mm-hmm.
Then the picture of Vecna's clock is on social media, and all of a sudden, the Sabres start racing off to wins. Adams is then let go. And here we are. 6 more wins later, after Kekkonen was brought into the fold officially as the GM, they're still not losing. So there is a little bit of a mystery into, okay, what gives? This is the same team from earlier this year. This is the same team that started 0-3. This is the same team that lost 5 in a row. This is the same team that had 4 of 5 games go to overtime, and they only won the one in a shootout.
Mm-hmm.
So they couldn't solve overtime. This is that same team. What's different? And when you watch the game contextually, it is better defense. When you watch the game, you are seeing a little bit more balance. When you watch the game, it is everything that you're looking for in terms of cohesion. Everything that you're looking for in terms of your star players are stepping back up. Because they start the year and Tage is not doing well. Tuck isn't doing well. Dahlin is not doing well. We find out really why. He leaves and comes back and he's mentally recharged to a point where this isn't an accident anymore. The Sabres are playing at a 66% win percentage since he came back.
I mean, we finally just got their first win of the season without Dahlin.
And they finally got their first win in a couple of years without Dahlin. They are playing now with a sense of cohesion. And I think that that was a good time that that was to happen. Yes, you have an opportunity to win that game because they're streaking already. When Dahlin's out against Boston,
mm-hmm,
they're streaking already. But you also haven't beaten Boston yet this year. They've got you at 0-2 on the season. So you have that problem. You have Dahlin out. Okay, perfect mix. But you're also red hot. And then you stay red hot. Matias Samuelsson makes one of the most complete plays that you're going to make in a season.
Yep.
Walls off Morgan Geekie, who is second in the league in goals, by the way, for some strange reason. I still refuse to believe this person is the second.
He hasn't had like a run of goals either in a little while. He's somewhat cooled off, nothing crazy, but
he's still there.
He's still second in goals.
But you wall off Morgan Geekie, not just spring up the offensive play, you take the puck in for the rush, and it leads to a goal seconds later. Directly responsible. Bowen Byram and Owen Power, guys that have been much maligned, I would say, Power more so than Byram in terms of its criticism. Byram sometimes makes bigger mistakes and is not as highlighted as Power is, but Byram doesn't have that contract. They are having highlight games now. Ottawa. Byram comes up with all 3 points, 2 goals, 1 assist. Power, these last 2 games, he's really carried the defensive responsibility on this team. And I do think that I think they just need to focus on him being the 5-on-5 and PK specialist. Like,
yeah, I'm cool with him really not being much on the power play.
I'm cool with the more offensive defenseman in Byram
mm-hmm
being the guy on the second power play unit. That's a nitpick. I'm not going to worry about that. But each of them has stepped up lately. Michael Kesselring, it looks like, okay, this trade's kind of looking like, thank goodness you got Josh Doan. He's starting to get his legs under him finally because he starts the year with injury. He gets banged up again just as him and Power are starting to feel a little bit of a flow, and he has to work himself back into it. Not a mistake that it takes a couple games after injuries to get back into the right feel of things. You're getting these good things happening now. Noah Ostlund is becoming a very interesting note in this season. Because when do the rumblings of Adams being removed really start? It's when Ostlund's sent down again. And Lindy Ruff says publicly the only thing wrong with his game is that he was sent down. And then, hours later, I guess you can call it, half a day later, there is, oh, Adams might be on the out.
Yeah, it really may have been the final straw.
Ostlund might have been the final straw. And he's not just playing well defensively, he's now putting some points up on the board.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And it comes to a human element that you brought up when we were talking before the show. And I want you to kind of share that one of what is different about them.
Yeah, I mean, I mentioned it right at the rip of kind of like the idea, and I know we've got a tweet about it as well, so we'll get to that as well. But I think there was really something here, the human element of just I think Mike Shope has brought this up. We've talked about it a little bit with the Bills, but I think especially with the Sabres. When you know management sucks, when you know, and this could be true of your job, of their job, whatever, when you know your bosses are not giving their best or doing their best, shouldn't be in the position, what have you, it is hard to go to work and to keep trying to keep doing your best or even just put your best forward because, well, it may not mean anything. You know, my boss isn't doing his best. He doesn't deserve to be here. They're not going to do anything to me. I'm fine. I think it's a very human thing. I think as well, you've mentioned it too, last year, 4 months, you had to go into work knowing we're not making the playoffs. This does not matter. And for some of them, maybe I'm just putting my career at risk. I might get hurt. These are essentially exhibition games in many cases.
It's just demoralizing knowing that anything right. I do out there isn't really going to matter for 4 months last year.
Where I think, and mainly just because of how you see how Yarmo gets the job, there was probably feelings within the building, players. I mean, if anyone's been on a sports team, it doesn't really matter what the team is actually doing. The players will talk. The players will have their own feelings, their own theories. As many of these guys will probably say, no, we don't even think about it. Yes, they do. At least some of them. Yarmo's hired.
Hockey players are very media trained.
Right.
And by that, I mean they say nothing.
They will be boring in when they talk to the media. And so, like you see, like Yarmo gets hired as ultimately he's going to just help out. He doesn't really have like a serious official role. He's more just going to be a consultant that comes in and just kind of helps out and is kind of an earpiece for Adams to kind of get the best idea. You don't think some of these guys saw that and went, well, Yarmo's going to be our GM in 5 minutes. Why isn't he just our GM? And then as the rumblings start to come, and that's the thing too, they start to win And even when that happens, there's already rumblings that he might get fired when they return from the road trip. I mean, he's fired when they've won three in a row, their first time winning that many games in a row all season. And so I think there is something here of just – that's why I mentioned, like, there was a specter around the organization that they were able to get rid of. I think that's what it is for a lot of these guys, is just now they – it feels more serious. I think even for some of these players, it actually feels like they're a real hockey team. They played a part in this. That is not
right
to exonerate the players on the ice. They absolutely played a part in this. Lindy Ruff, the head coach, has played a part in this. But this also points to what many people in hockey have been saying for a few years now about the Sabres, which is they're talented. I kind of don't know why they're so bad.
The analytics were really big on them this year in terms of season projections, the model, everything like that, where everyone's like, okay. It got to a point, Zach, where you and I kept talking about this. I even brought it up on air at some point when no one had appetite to talk about the Sabres because it was Bills season, everything like that. And I said, I'm starting to get scared.
Right,
they're all too bullish.
Yeah, people are believing, and it's people who have been they've been in the know on this stuff. They've been able to get it right and kind
it's
of
that the Sabres keep matching the projection models. Mm-hmm. And like we used to get mad when the analytic models would say, no, the Sabres aren't a playoff team, and we're all like, what are you talking about? They look fine out there. And then they would ultimately be proven right. We, as a Sabres community, have probably embraced it more than others because we keep seeing, yeah, they've got us out of the playoffs. That sounds about right. And this year, it was, no, they're going to take third in the Atlantic. They're going to be a wild card team. They're going to do things this year. And we're all like, okay, sure. Are you okay with that? Like, Sabres Twitter is a fun ride with that because you'll get immediate loyalty from people, but it's almost as a joke to start the year. And now it's turning around because the projection models really were at, you can't consistently be this bad with goaltending and special teams.
No, right. It was you were going to regress positively to okay, yeah, you're going to be average at that.
You're going to be if you
at,
get
at
average,
worst you're going to be average.
If you get average from both of these things, you'll be fine. And look what's happening. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We'll go to John in Batavia. John, welcome to the Extra Point Show. What you got for us?
Hello, thanks for the show. I'm hesitantly saying yes, I believe in this team. I've been having some arguments with my friend and my brother who was kind of burnt out, and they remember the 10-game win streak back in 2018. But that 10-game win streak, that was a result of hot goaltending. There was a lot of overtime and shootout victories. This is more legit. I mean, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs this year, but at the very least, they should. At the very least, be a few points short. I expect this team to be exciting and keep it interesting, but I have very cautious optimism. Do you agree? I'll hang up and listen.
John, thanks for the call, man. I think that's. I will not disparage anyone that looks to 2018, 2019, that 10-game win streak, and goes, "No, I've been burned before." I totally get it. And that was earlier in the season where you were building up leg room there. I mean, like that was done in November, and you could have a bit of a rough run and then pick it back up. Like this is, you know, December, January. We're getting towards still February, but we're getting towards the Olympic break.
We're launching to the halfway point. We're almost there.
That's when this team goes on that run. But John brings up a good point that Derek, me, and you talked about a lot last week. That 10-game win streak, 7 of the 10 wins are overtime or shootout. Now we're at the point 3. Of the 9 wins of this streak were overtime or shootout.
And now you're looking at a different perspective of now they're showing that they can win these games in regulation, a bugaboo that they had to start the year, as a matter of fact. Some of their overtime losses were not the scrappy, we stole a point. It was the we gave it up.
Right, and that's where when me and Paul were talking about that, when we were doing it at the time, we're both like, I hate getting greedy because we've talked about it for years of get loser points. Now they're getting loser points, but we're like, but not like that.
But you're doing it wrong.
You're doing it wrong. You're not stealing a point on the road. You were up 3-1. You gave up three ultimately unanswered goals to lose in overtime. What are we doing here?
Or even the games that you managed to win that ultimately are like the shootout wins or something like that, or even some of the overtime wins. Even one of these wins that starts it, actually. The first win of the streak. Edmonton. They score with less than 2 seconds left?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And you have to then grab it back, which you do almost immediately in overtime, actually. But those overtime losses, they were also your big players, your top billing guys are making catastrophic mistakes in 3-on-3. Whether it's having a blown tire, flubbing on a chance, there's the Quinn and Power both not getting a shot on goal on a what ultimately turns into like a 3-on-1 situation, because then Power follows it up and it just like loses off of his stick. There's Thompson trying to get too greedy at one point on one of them. Like Quinn passing up another shot. Like there were a lot of mistakes being made in those overtime losses, or even the ones that they managed to pull off. But the OTLs, they were really catastrophic to a point where it's like, okay, maybe we don't go to overtime anymore, guys. Like, I've had my fill.
We've done enough of this.
We've done enough. And the one that they win, because it's hilarious that they had 5 games that go to overtime in a row. But the one that they win, they're surviving against the Capitals. They take a penalty in overtime. Yet, Lukanen's spinning on his head, making sure the game stays alive. And then they win it in a shootout. But the things that they're fixing from earlier in the year, they were allergic to winning away from KeyBank Center.
I was about to say, I'm like, we're not even bringing it up, but most of this win streak, and still my favorite part about it, is the fact that it has effectively fixed their road woes. I'm not asking for a team to be well over 500 on the road. Like, if you're as dominant as they are at home, and they are one of the best, not just in the East, but in the NHL this year at home, but they were equally one of the worst on the road, and they've all but effectively fix that just in this win streak alone.
It's kind of funny because you look at two teams with this on opposite ends of the spectrum. The Sabres, despite winning 6 games on the road, are now like turning into a middle or bottom of like below average road record.
I think they're 8-9-2.
They are 8-9-2.
Yeah.
And they have the best points percentage in the Eastern Conference at home. Then you look over at the New York Rangers, a team that has one less point than Buffalo, though they've also played 3 more games. But at home, they're 5-10-3.
Yeah, they can't
the
win.
Rangers have the best road record in the Eastern Conference. Nearly the NHL, but Colorado refuses to lose games in regulation.
Yeah, they just don't lose, yeah.
They're
incredible.
No, they're obnoxious. They have 2 regulation losses the entire year. Both of them are on the road. They have yet to lose in regulation in front of their own fans.
That's incredible.
Absolutely.
16-0-2.
Absolutely wild
incredible.
Stuff.
Incredible.
But the Sabres are not just winning in front of the fans now. Now they're winning on the road. And now they're showing that they can be a real boy. Puppet stage is over. Pinocchio's a real boy. We're hanging out here. But the damage that they did to start the year, we're having all this kind of fun with them, right? They could still very much not make the playoffs because if the season were to end today based on points percentage, they would make it. But no, they would not, actually. Excuse me. They still would be out.
I mean, even before this win streak starts, they lose the first 3 of that road trip.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, we've talked about it. They did a lot of damage themselves. They weren't even a particularly bad team. They were kind of flirting with 500 really up until the streak started.
Right.
And but, yeah, now though, they sit at 20, 14, 4, 44 points. They're right there. They have now at least made it to where I think even fans that aren't fully bought in, and again, 803-0550, the number to call, give your thoughts on where you sit with the Sabres. Are you all in on this with 9 wins in a row and the January schedule looking pretty juicy for the Sabres to at least kind of continue their winning ways? Maybe not necessarily get their streak to 15 or anything like that. They got to go to Dallas tomorrow, but at least in the sense of, no, this could still look very well. But they did do some damage, and now they've righted the ship, and they haven't even made a move yet. That is still what gets me, outside of the road wins being kind of, you know, the road woes being fixed, that is still maybe I think the most exciting thing is that this is the exact same team. Nothing on paper has changed yet. with the change at GM. That gets me real excited going forward. 803-0550, again, the number two call. We'll get more on the Sabres at 11:30 with Paul Hamilton. We've also got primetime players coming up at the top of the hour. But in between all of that, it's your time to shine. Jump in. Give us your thoughts on the Sabres. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.